Welcome to Healing Scars with Pastor Burton, the official podcast of Cross Christian Fellowship, Route 66, in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Burton is the lead pastor. We're glad you're here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the sanctuary. It's great to have you with us, as always. So, last time we met, we were taking a look at the first half of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and discussed how we need to make sure that when we teach, we're pointing the way to Jesus and not taking credit for the things he's done. You know, it's really easy to get caught up in things and say, I did this and I did that. There are those who still elevate themselves to the level of Christ by saying, I did things because I live like Christ. The fact of the matter is, it wasn't you and it's not me. We're simply the tools that Jesus uses to effect good in the world. Now, this week, we're going to pick back up where we left off. So let's jump right in and open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. And the word says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us." You see, here Paul is emphasizing that we, as frail and fallible humans, have been entrusted with the message of salvation in Jesus Christ. Really, the most important message that can ever be delivered to anyone on this earth, right? However, we need to remember that the value isn't in the earthen vessels, or some translations put it, pots. Some even say jars of clay. These earthen vessels, these jars, these are containers, and they won't last the test of time. We are those vessels. You and I are the vessels, plain and simple. And what is the value here? What is the, what's in the vessels? That is what's of value, okay? The real value is what is inside, not the vessel itself. And what that is the priceless item that's freely given to everybody in God's word and God's power living within us. It is his message of love, hope, mercy, and grace. God uses us, all right? He uses us to spread his word. And at some point, we're all going to pass away, right? And his word will be carried in other vessels. All the more reason why we need to make sure that we're inviting people to join us for service or Bible study or even just a meal where we can make the introduction to Jesus. That's why we need to invest in our youth and our kids, right? So, picking back up before I go on a rabbit trail here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Paul writes, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you." There's times that we're going to feel a struggle. You know, the struggle's real, right? That's how we say it these days. You know, these are those moments when we're not sure we can even make it any further. You know, you can't take another step. And, you know, it's these points. You know, we're not sure we could go any further, and I want to remind you that even though it may feel like you're at your wit's end, You know, you are never truly at the end of your rope. God is always present. God's always with us. And because of Jesus and the Holy Spirit in you, you always have hope. Yes, our bodies here on earth are subject to aging, pain, sickness, sin, and suffering. However, God doesn't leave us. He doesn't abandon us. And because Christ has already beaten death and gotten the victory over it, we have eternal life through him. He's already promised it to us. Let's turn to John 14 now. So John 14, verses 1 through 4. So John 14, 1 through 4, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know." Jesus promised us, you know, he's promising us that we are going to have a place with him in the kingdom. So while we'll have to face and deal with the issues here and now, in the big picture, those things are all fleeting. All the pain, the humiliation, the troubles, these are all opportunities for us to let go and let Christ work through us and shine his light into the world. You know, remember what I said when we were getting started today? It's not us. It's not our accomplishments. While yes, they are blessings in our lives, it is still Christ at work in the world, not us. You know, did a hammer build a house on its own? You know, did grain, make bread on its own? Did water create life and plants all on its own? No. Each and every single one of these things are one of several things that when combined with others in order to do the task God intended them for, right? You know, they're all just one of several things that are combined with other things in order to do the task God intended them for. Just like us. These are, you know, they're blessings and gifts in their own right. Yes, each and every single one of them. And in every case, though, it's things come together in God's will. And any good that you do, any good that I do, is the same thing. Blessings and gifts that have come together to fulfill God's word. James chapter 1, verse 17, the word says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Let me remind you, it's not about you, it is about God. In and of ourselves, we are nothing. Absolutely nothing. But with God in us, we are something and someone amazing. And it's all because of him. There is no, "I did it because I'm in Christ and Christ is in me." It's not the force. It's not the Schwartz. It's not the universe. It is all God and his glory. Plain and simple. Going back to our passage in 2 Corinthians, you know, it's written by Paul. Paul was he's a man of authority, yeah, you know. However, Paul is not somebody that anyone would have considered a successful man from a worldly perspective, even in his time. However, God worked through him, and because of that work, many souls have been reunited with the Father in Jesus. And like him, we need to do the work God has set out for us, all right? And we need to look to Him for strength, especially when we feel like we're at our weakest, right? When we're at those lowest points. You know, you're going to face the fire of all weapons that Satan and his minister have working against you. You know, and that's just a fact. When you live for Christ, Satan and his ministers are going to take aim straight at you. But no matter how heavy that barrage is, no matter how tough it is when that enemy makes contact, that enemy cannot rob you of the victory that has already been won by Jesus, all right? They can't, and they cannot destroy what God has built in you. Let's turn back to our reading now. So 2 Corinthians 4, verses 13 through 18, Paul writes. So 2 Corinthians 4, 13 through 18. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working with us for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not are eternal. You see, when things get hard, it's easy to lose heart, isn't it? It's really easy to just quit and walk away, just give up. It's especially hard and hurtful when it comes to relationships. You know, so many people end marriages or sleep around because things get hard. So they quit. We go to work and things don't work out the way we planned. Or, you know, maybe we have an overbearing boss. You know, extra work that's being piled on, or work that's not even, you know, in your skill set, that scope of practice, that area of expertise, you know, long hours, picking up that slack of others, but instead confronting it and speaking up, people quit. We need to be confronting it and speaking up. These are times when, like Paul, we need to look to the Holy Spirit for that inner strength that He provides. Instead of giving up, we need to learn, we need to learn to lean into our God, you know, to lean into Jesus and renew our commitment to serving Him. You know, today's pains are temporary. God's rewards for dealing with them are eternal. Don't allow your temporary pain weaken you to the point that you forget to look for Christ and His power and His strength, which can and will carry you through. You know, in the Marine Corps, you know, we have a saying, you've probably heard this before because it's plastered in gyms all over the place, and we wear it on a lot of our moto wear, you know, our t-shirts and stuff. You know, it says, pain is weakness leaving the body. Jesus is telling you He will carry you through. When we carry out what God has for us and proclaim Christ as our Lord and Savior, life is going to face struggles. Our life is going to face struggles constantly. The struggle is real. However, God cares deeply about these struggles, and we need to remember we can't and we are not supposed to do everything on our own. We are supposed to lean into Him and trust that He is going to get us through. that he's allowing certain things to happen so that others can see his work. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. So Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, the word tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Again, it is about him. It is not about you. Our suffering also allows us to let down our guard so that he can mold our character. Let me say it again. Our suffering allows us to let down our guard so that he can mold our character. God will mold our character. And we have to let that guard down so that he can shape us into the people that we are meant to be as a new creation in Christ. We learn to persevere and look beyond the world in front of us, and we look to find hope in Jesus. You know, sometimes our pain is overwhelming, but it's not for nothing. God is there. God loves you, and he will see you through this. But you need to trust in him and his ways. Paul faced pain, distress, trials, tribulation, but he knew, just as each of us knows, that it's not going to last forever. The day is going to come that as believers who hold true, we will be united with the Father in heaven and will reap the eternal rewards he has for us. We have to look beyond this life, though. We have to look to the eternal and focus on that. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. And the prize, let me tell you, is Jesus. Jesus who came, took on your sin, paid that price for it on the cross in blood, died, and then rose again and is coming back to break you from the bondage of sin and prepare a place for you at the table as family. Plain and simple. Paul reminds us that the day is coming when we will be united in a place without pain, without sin, without suffering, without sorrow. The day is drawing closer and closer. So I have to ask you, are you ready? Are you proclaiming the gospel of Jesus to the world? Are you willing to trust that Jesus has your back and endure just a little more pain to share the light of Christ with the world? Let me tell you, you got this. And Jesus will not let you fail in the mission he has for you. All right, that's our time for this episode. Guys, the live broadcast are going to be coming back soon as well. Like I said, we have that new soundboard plugged in and ready to go. All right, so keep your prayer requests coming. Keep your questions coming. You can find us on the web and how to contact us via email or even on Facebook at thecross66.org or on Facebook, like I said, just look up Cross Christian Fellowship, Route 66, right here in Albuquerque. Remember, you are loved and you are blessed. Now go and be the church.
Thank you for joining us at Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. If this message spoke to you, or if you would like to help us reach more people, please like, review, and share our podcast. You can learn more about our ministry or how you can support us at www.thecross66.org. Until next time, take care and God bless.